Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Chav Zayin. And we are 14 lines from the bottom of daf Chav Vav Amid Beis, Tanu Rabban. Today's daf has been learned as a schos for Acheinu B'nei Yisrael, Hanesunim Batzaru Vashifya. So, the topic of the second parak of Meseches Avodah Zarah is halachos related to Ovdei Kechavim, specifically as it pertains to different things that they were chashed for. The first Mishnah in the Perek discussed that Ovdei Kechavim are chashed on Revi'ah, and it's for that reason, if you're going to rent a pundik to an Ovdei Kechavim, you can't put a behemoth there. In fact, you'd be over the Isser Lifnei Iver Leisitei Michshol. You're causing him to violate one of the Sheva Mitzvot Bnei Noach, which is Revi'ah. Additionally, a woman's not allowed to be meyachid with an ovid kechavim, even if ishtoi imoy, because he's chashed on shvichas damim. And even a man is not allowed to be meyachid with an ovid kechavim because of the fact that the ovid kechavim is chashed on shvichas damim. We saw another Mishnah on Daf Chav Vav Amud Aleph, where the Mishnah discussed a halacha that relates to a baby ovid kechavim. The Mishnah said, a Bas Yisrael, that's a Mialedes, is not allowed to be a midwife for an Ovedes Kechavim. And the reason is, Mipnei Shem Mialedes Ben L'Avoides Kechavim. Additionally, a Bas Yisrael is not allowed to be a Meinekes for an Ovedes Kechavim, for the child, because of the fact that she's Migadeles Ben L'Oved Kechavim. What about in the reverse? Can an Ovedes Kechavim be a Mialedes for a Bas Yisrael? Can Ovedes Kechavim be a Meinekes for a Bas Yisrael? So the Mishnah said yes, but in the Gemara we saw there's a Braisa which seems to suggest that it's a little bit more complicated. In the Braisa, Rameir holds that it's actually Aser. And the reason Rameir holds it's Aser is being that the Ovedes Kechavim Nachoshim and Shvichas Damim. So if the Ovedes Kechavim is going to be a Mialedes, she's Chashen and Shvichas Damim. By the way, you see, it's not only the man that's Chashen and Shvichas Damim, it's the woman as well. Additionally, if she's going to be a Meinekes, she may come up with some tachbula to kill the child. No one will ever know. And again, because of the fact that she's chashed on shvichas damim, says Rameir, it's going to be awesome. The Chachamim, however, argue, it's the Stam Mishnah, and the Chachamim explain that we agree that if it's beinoy leveinoy, if there's going to be nobody else around, I'm asking, there's a little bit of a problem. If, however, there are other people there, it's in that instance that I'm not going to be concerned. What we need just for the pivot, just for the segue, is that we had two machloikas in between Rameir and the Chachamim as it relates to Ovid Kechavim and Yisrael, this relationship, based on the premise of the Ovid Kechavim, or in these cases, the Ovedes Kechavim being chashed on Shvichas Damim, how it's going to manifest in Halach. According to Rameir, an Ovedes Kechavim is never allowed to be a Mialedes for a Bas Yisrael, an Ovedes Kechavim is never allowed to be a Meinekes for the child of a Bas Yisrael. According to the Chachamim, sometimes yes, sometimes not. Rameir holds they're always chashed on Shvichas Damim, they're even chashed that they're going to take a little bit of risk, and as a result, it doesn't matter who, what, when, where. This is unequivocally, without a question, going to be Aser. According to the Chachamim, if there's a clear present chashash of Shvichas Damim, like nobody is around and nobody would ever know. So in a situation like that, Enochinami, in the event that there are other people around, it's going to be okay. Today's daf is going to begin with another halacha, machlik is remaining the Chachamim, which is really l'shita sayo. It's very much me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa inyan. In this case, we're talking about an oivet kechavim, not necessarily an oivetes kechavim, an Oved Kechavim that is a doctor. And the question is, can you use this Oved Kechavim doctor to do a bris milah on a Jewish child or not? Now the truth is that this obviously has bris milah ramifications. Is any Yehudi kosher to be a moil? I mean, you would think at first glance not, right? Just without knowing anything, you would say no way. We'll see, it's a sugi and chas. So there's for sure a milah component to this discussion. However, the sugi is going to begin not with the mila component, more with the fact that an ovik echavim is chashen on shvichas damim, and if there's a halachi, now let it be miyachit with an ovik echavim. If there's a halachi that an ovedes echavim can't be a mialedes or a meinekes, then I can hear maybe an ovik echavim shouldn't be a doctor either. By the way, loishna, if this doctor is going to perform a bris milah or some other operation. The point is that there's a shvichas damim component, and that's really how the sugya begins. Look at the Gemara, a brisa, Tan Rabbanon. Yisrael mol eso ivik echavim l'shum ger. Yisrael is allowed to do bris milah for an ovet kechavim in the event that this milah is being done l'shem geres la fuke l'shem murana dolai, but it's tafka l'shem ger. However, if there's some other toyeles such as murana, Rashi says that the ovet kechavim has a toyelas on his arla. So for tzorche refuah, the Yisrael as a doctor wants to remove the arla. So then the halach is it's not going to be mutter. Why not? So Rashi says, because we saw in the end of the previous daf that when it comes to an Ovi Kechavim, there's halacha of loy mailin v'loy meridin. So madach, the halacha is loy mailin, certainly the halacha has to be that in the event that he's a chayla, it's not going to be okay. Other Rishonim say a little bit differently, that when you give a Ovi Kechavim a bris mila, he now has an ois bris kodesh. And even though it's true, it's not really an ois bris kodesh, it's not a cheftza of a mila, unless it's done l'shem yahadus, it's done l'shem geirus, a befart. L'maisa, right now, the ovik echavim is going to have something that at the very least looks like an ois bris kodesh, so that's where the sensitivity is coming from. But the bottom line is, Yisrael molas ovik echavim l'shem ger, lafuke l'shem muron, in that case it's not going to be okay. But we need the next part of the price. Ovik echavim l'yamu l'Yisrael, and ovik echavim is not allowed to do a bris mila for a yibim neshech shud, because the chashash shvich zdam. As long as there are other people there, if there's nobody else there, it's just the Ovi Kechavim and Yisrael, then it's not going to be okay. What's pshat in the Chachamim? The Chachamim hold that Ovi Kechavim is chashan and shvichas damim, but if other people are around, then he's not going to take that kind of risk, and as a result, it's going to be multiv. Rameir's response is, afilu acherim oimdem al gaboy nami loy. Even if there are other people there, it's not going to be okay. The zimnin dematzli le sakina, and the reason is, because we're afraid that even if the ovik echavim is maybe not going to kill the Yisrael if other people are there, but at the same time, you could always take the sakin, umashvi le krus shafcha, and he could always turn the child into a krus shafcha. He can be makalkel, his gid, which will now impact that this child will never be able to have children. And as a result, because of that sakana, it's going to be a problem. Either way, this is another braisa where there's a machlikis remain the chachamim regarding allowing an ovikechavim to be metapel with the Yisrael based on the fact that maybe you shouldn't because he's chashan and shvichas damim. What about if there are other people around, right? That's the common denominator between this machloikis right here and the previous two machloikis and that we saw in yesterday's daf that we chazed over in the pre-cap to today's daf. You have it regarding the mialetis, you have it regarding the menekis, and how you have it with regards to being a moil as well. According to a mayor, an ovikechavim is chashan at shvichas damim. He's chashit, chashit, chashit. And even if people are there, he's going to come up with a tachpula to kill the baby, to kill the child that the mother is nursing, or maybe to turn this person into a krushafcha. According to the chachamim, these are cheshashes, no question about it, but it's only if it's beinoy lebeino. To the extent that it's not beinoy lebeino, if it's not in this state of yichud, there are other people there, then according to the chachamim, we're not going to be concerned. But the Gemara now is going to tear apart this last price, and that is, v'sover ha-meir, ovik ha-chavim, is it true that ha-meir holds that an ovik ha-chavim cannot do bris milah, right? I mean, by the way, Sai ha-meir says it, and Sai the chachamim say it. The machlokes only is whether the issue is only where it's beinoy lebeino, or even if there are acherim oimdem al gaboy. But the bottom line is, Rameir for sure is talking in this price. And Rameir says that it's aser. In fact, he's the machmer. He's the one that says that it's aser, even if there are other people that, for example, I'll ask you a catch from another price, a city that did not have a Jewish doctor. So this is Olam Hafakro, you see. There's no Jewish doctors, but there's a Roife Kuti, and there's a Roife Oivet Kechavim. And now the question is that we have a child, the child needs bris mila. There's no Roife, there's no Mayel, so we don't have anyone to do the bris mila. But there's a Kuti, or there's an Oivet Kechavim. So should you go to the Kuti, or should you go to the Oivet Kechavim? So let's break this up for a second. Ovi Kechavim is an Ovi Kechavim. We know who he is. The Kuti in our sugya, every sugya is different. In our sugya are Geirei Emes, and as a result, these Kutim here are Yidden, but at the same time, what we need to know for these Kutim are, these kutim are also Oivdei Avodah Zarah. So where were the kutim Oivdei Avodah Zarah? Now, the original kutim were Oivdei Avodah Zarah, but the way the Rishonim explain, Rashi, is these kutim are actually the kutim that are mentioned in the Gemara Masechtas Chulin Daf Vav Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says that they went to Har Gerizim, which is where the kutim lived, which, by the way, is where they live ad hayoyim hazeh, ani yoshafti al tilam. I've been there, done that. But the bottom line is that where the kutim live, which is Har Gerizim, and they found Avodah Zarah over there. And in fact, that was one of the reasons that the Chachamim decided that even if we took the position up until this point, heretofore, that the Kutim were Geiri Emes, but Mikano Lahaba, they're going to be treated as Geiras. So again, the Oivik Chachamim is an Oivik Chachamim, that simple. The Kuti in our sugi is going to be a Yid, but at the same time, he's Oivik Avodah Zarah. So again, we have a Shaila over here. We're stuck between a rock and a hard place. I need a Moil. I need a Roi for Yisrael, but we don't have one. I can pick my poison. I have a roife kuti, I have a roife oivik kechavim. So the Brisa says as follows: Yimol oivik kechavim, val yimol kuti divrei Rameir. Rameir says, go with the goy, don't go with the kuti. Rabbi Huda says, yomol kuti, val yomol oivik kechavim. No, go with the kuti, don't go with the goy. Now, what would be the merit to go with the oivik kechavim, not with the goy? So Rashi says, it's because the kuti is in a way worse than the oivik kechavim. The oivik kechavim, you're going to hire him to do a bris mila. Okay, he's doing a job. Now, he's kosher, he's not kosher. Say that's a sugya, as we're going to get into it now. But the bottom line is, he doesn't have any bad intentions. The kuti, he, in a way, he's worse. Right? We saw that in one of the previous sugyas. The kuti is worse because he says, "Ano gamir netfe." When he does the bris milah, he's doing the second mitzvah in the Torah. But he's having in mind his avodah zarah, his getchka that they found on Har Gerizim. So his kavan is Har Gerizim, not Har Ameriyah, not the Eivishter, right? So it's for that reason, in a way, the kuti could be worse. So Rameir says, go with the Oivik Kechavim, don't go with the Kuti because he's Mechavon Hashem Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Yehuda says, go with the Kuti, don't go with the Oivik Kechavim. What's the Kasha? Rameir says, go with the Goy, go with the Goy. Forget about all the Mila Cheshbonis. He's Choshen HaShvichas Damen. And Rameir says he's so Choshen HaShvichas Damen that even if other people are there, he's Choshen that he's going to at least turn the child into a Kroshavcha. So why in the world are we going with the Oivik Kechavim to steam Rameir, Unzer Rameir, which was like the third Rameir, Lishitasai, holds that the Oivik Kechavim is not allowed to do bris milah. Avim Afurisha Rameir in another Braisa, where he's going up against his arch nemesis in Shas, Rabbi Yehuda, where there's a choice between using a Kuti as a Moil or using an Oivik Kechavim as a Moil. Again, Shvach options, but you have a Shaila of using a Kuti or using, and you show up to a bris milah, a Kuti is still Moil, right? But it, that is your predicament, says Rameir, go with Oivik Kechavim. If he's chashan and shvichas damim, if he's chashan making the child into a kreshavcha, there's no way in the world that this is what we would go about. Says the Gemara, this is such a good kasha, you have no choice, and you have to say epoch, you have to do a flip, and you have to say Rameir. Rameir says, yomul kuti v'loy Oivik Kechavim. It's Rabbi Yehuda that says, Oivik Kechavim v'loy kuti. And Enochanami, Rameir taka holds, don't go with Oivik Kechavim, l'shitasi, Oivik Kechavim is chashan and shvichas damim. Rather, who you're going to go with? You're going to go with the kuti. But the Gemara says, okay, we just Fardined one issue, but the problem is we opened up another Pandora's box because it comes out now. Though, what is Shitas Rabbi Yehuda? Shitas Rabbi Yehuda is Yomol Oivik Kechavim VaYomol Kuti, which so far so good because we don't have any information about there being a Rabbi Yehuda that ever said otherwise, right? In the previous fights, it was Rameir and the Chacham. By the way, even though you would think if it's Machlokes Rameir and the Chacham, and Stam Chacham is Rabbi Yehuda, right? There's Makaris to this from Taisvasin and different Rishonim, and the Rana Darm speaks out things like this a few times. But at the same time, it's not Mefurish that it's Rabbi Yehuda. You can't necessarily ask Akash, you know, sometimes the Gemara does. But you don't necessarily have the right to ask Akasha. So we don't have any information about Rabbi Yehuda holding that Oivik Kechavim is not allowed to do bris milah. But the problem is we do. Says the Gemara, Sov, Rabbi Yehuda, Oivik Kechavim, Shapridami. Is it true Rabbi Yehuda holds that Oivik Kechavim is allowed to do bris milah? But Tanya, we're doing to the Brais. No. Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, Rabbi Yehuda, Samei, Nayel, Amidu, Oivik Kechavim, Shibsula. How do you know that a goy is not allowed to do bris milah? And this is from a Hilchis Milah perspective. Shenemar, because it says in the Torah, Vayoymer Elikim al Avram. Va'ato es brisi sishmor, ato v'zaracha acharecha l'deiroisam. Now, Rashi over here doesn't explain the drasha. In fact, the Gemara doesn't even bring the whole pasuk. And really, the drasha, the punchline, is from the part of the pasuk that the Gemara doesn't bring. But again, this is another raya that you're supposed to know psokim. But Rashi later, in the course of the sugya, Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, explains what the drasha is. It's again, Va'yomer l'kim al Avram, va'ato es brisi Sishmar, there's no indication from there to anything. It's the next words. Ato vizaracha acharecha l'dayroisam. And the way Rabbi Yehuda darshins the words Ato v'zarach acharecha l'deroisam, that it's only you and your offspring that are able to do the bris milah, but anyone else would not be allowed to do the bris milah. Pashat Ato v'zarach acharecha l'deroisam means you're the only ones that are obligated in bris milah. Aber, there's another drush over here, and that is that only you and your offspring can do the physical act of milah, nobody else. But the problem is, Rabbi Yehuda sheet is minay l'milah v'chom and sheep psula. So how could Rabbi Yehuda al yedei the epoch be the one that holds yamul oivikei chavim? It's very good, Rabbi Yehuda. See, now it's good as shit, but you have a problem, Rabbi Lushitas, as the Gemara says, you're right. You have to leave it the way it is. Because even though we fadin the steerus Rameyer, but we ended up with a steerus Rabbi Yehuda. So if we're going to leave it the way it is, so I have a steerus Rameyer. Rameyer says, Avi Kechavim is chashud, but Rameyer also says, if I have a question between a kuti and Avi Kechavim, I should go with the Avi Kechavim. I use a chashud, we're talking about a in the event that Avi Kechavim was a mumcha l'rabim, then we're not worried about all these chashud issues. Why? So if you look at the top Rashi, it's because to the extent that this person is a professional, he's not going to take any risk now to do something to the shal. Because what's going to happen to his business? Right, if somebody goes to a surgeon and the surgeon botches up, so it's not good for his ratings, right? And as a result, people are not going to recommend him anymore. So if it's stomach guy who's a roife, okay, so then maybe he'll take this risk. A roife mumcha didn't take risks like this. Loy mar nafshe. And we know this Indian of loy mar nafshe permeates halacha. And you're a day you have this Indian a lot. You could trust people that are ordinarily not trustworthy based on this svara that if I'm a professional, I want to protect my brand. Right, mirsas, a lot of the sugyas that are coming up in the next week or two, if you know, you know, are predicated on svaras like this, loy mara nafshe. But the bottom line is that because of loy mara nafshe, a roife mumcha is going to be different. So where are we now? Where we are is that Rameyeh holds that an Ovik Chavaz Nala Dubas Mila. Why? It's Chashash Vichazami, it's Chashash to make the child into a Kroshavcha. We have another Machliks Rameyeh and Rabbi Yehuda with regards to a situation where you're in a city, you don't have a Reife Yisrael, you don't have a Moel Yisrael, you can use either a Reife Kuti or a Reife Ovik Chav. In the price of the way we had it, Rameyeh said, use the Reife Ovik Chavim. Rabbi Yehuda said, use the Reife Kuti. The Gemara had a problem. The Gemara said, it's a steerus Rameyeh. I thought Rameyeh holds that the Ovik Chavim is Chashash. How here could Rameyeh say, use the Reife Ovik Chavim? So first the Gemara said, Epoch. But the Gemara said, if that's the case, it's going to come out that Rabbi Yehuda holds that you're allowed to use the Reife Ovik Chavim. Rabbi Yehuda holds in Hilchas Mila, Ovik Chavim is Pas Dubris Mila. Atav Zarecha Acharecha L'Dayroisa. Gemara says, you're right. Leave it the way it is. I have a steerus Rameyeh. There's a chiluk between a regular Reife and Reife Mumcha. A regular roife, he's chashud. A roife mumcha, this is far ready of leimar nash. But we're leaving things the way we are, right? That's the way the Gemara is coming out at this moment. And that is, as it relates to the machlokes Rameyeh Rabbi Yehuda, a city, she'en by roife Yisrael, Rameyeh holds, use the roife Avi Kechavim. Rabbi Yehuda holds, use the roife Kuti, and everything is gevaldik. Rameyeh holds, use the roife Avi Kechavim. Ayah Avi Kechavim is chashud, is talking about a roife mumcha. Rabbi Yehuda holds, use the roife Yisrael. Sounds good. If he would hold, use the roife Avi Kechavim, be a serious Rabbi Yehuda. But he says, use the roife Kuti, it's good. But the Gemara says, I have a problem with that. So Rabbi Yehuda Kuti Shaper Dami. You're telling me that Rabbi Yehuda is the one that holds, use the roife Kuti. That's a problem. But Tanya Benun Tedabrai says, Yisrael Molas Akuti, Abiv Kuti La Yamul Yisrael. A Yid's allowed to do Brasmila for a Kuti. Why is that a chiddush? Because a yid is not allowed to do bris milah for a guy. But a yid is allowed to do bris milah for a kuti, but a kuti is not allowed to do bris milah for Yisrael Mepnei Shemola Shem Hargrizen. Because when he does his bris milah, he has in mind Hargrizen, like we spoke at earlier, he has in mind David the Zara that was on Hargrizen. Divi Rabbi Yehuda, Amadei Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef told Rabbi Yehuda, V'chihecha matzino milah manat tayru l'shma. Who said that bris milah has to be done l'shma? Ksiva Saged has to be Lashma. Ksiva Sefer Torah has to be Lashma. Kachim has to be Lashma. Yad L'Shem Yichud, Nish L'Shem Yichud, Lashma for sure, right? There's a halacha of Lashma. Oh, but where do you find that Pris Mila has to be Lashma? For sure, L'Shem Yichud. But the question is, how do you know there's a din that it has to be Lashma? So Ella says, Rabbi Yossi, Mal V'Hoylech, this Kuti could do Pris Mila all day, every day, Achatetz in the Shmasa. It's just slang, right? It's just an expression. Yeah, he could do it until he drops dead. The bottom line is that, of course, if a kuti wants to do bris milah, look, so we have here a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi, whether a kuti is kosher to do bris milah or not. Won't be the tzadna. He's a yid, like won't be the tzadna, because he has bad kavanas. He has in mind hargrizim, and maybe there's a din l'shma, and that's shita's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi holds not. But what's the problem? Rabbi Yehuda shita is that there's a din l'shma, and as a result, the kuti was not mechamel l'shma. He's not allowed to do bris milah. So serious Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds yamul kuti. Val yamul levi kechavim lechayra yamul kuti ayet shaloi l'shma. The serious Rabbi Yehuda. So The Gemara says, Elo, you have no choice, but you have to say, Lo oilum epoch kidafchina meika. You have to say an epoch. No, we're mamish stuck over here. Because if Rabbi Yehuda holds Yomel Kechavim, there's a stira, Rabbi Yehuda holds Minayin Lamid Levi Kechavim Shei Psula. And if he holds Yomel Kuti, you have a stira, because Rabbi Yehuda holds Kuti Lo Yomel Yisrael, Neshem Allah Har Grizen. So says the Gemara, the better option is to go back to the original epoch. And let Rameir be the one in this braisa who holds Yomel Kuti, which then is the easy answer to the original stira. Rameir holds that Levi Kechavim is chashed, I holds Yomel Levi Kechavim. No, he doesn't. Epoch. If Rameir is the one that holds Yomel Kuti, so Yehuda does not hold Yomel Kuti, so you don't have to worry about Shaloi Lashma, he doesn't hold Yomel Kuti. What does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Rabbi Yehuda holds Yomel Ovid Kechavim. What was the problem with saying Yomel Ovid Kechavim? Rabbi Yehuda said, Minayin Lamid Lo Kechavim Shei Psula. Says the Gemara, Udika Kash, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. I had a steer between the two Rabbi Yehudas. Ahi, the Rabbi Yehuda Hanasihi. That Rabbi Yehuda that said, Minayin Lamid Lo Kechavim Shei Psula, Shinem Amata Brisi Tishmar, is not Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, also known as Rabbi. In fact, it's a Mefurisha Bryce. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi is the one that said, this time we went to Bryce, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, I mean, Levi Kechavim Shei Psula. How do you know that Mila is possible? Levi Kechavim to Talmud Leimer, it says, Vatas Brisi Tishmar. So it's Mefurish in that, Bryce said that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi is the one that said it. Oh, it's Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, that's the easy way to ask. In other words, it's not Stama cop out. You have a steer between two Rabbi Yehudas, let one of them be Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, right? Sometimes the Gemara will say one is Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, right? The Gemara gets out of these situations sometimes. But that's not merely what's happening over here, because we actually have a Mufurish Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi said, Bak Tzein of Ashtet in that Braisa in the Astam Rabbi Yehuda. That's what's going on over here. We'll do a Sikum in a second, but before that, let's just finish the Gemara. Gemara said, Rav Chizr. Rav Chizr said, My time to Rabbi Yehuda. So we had over here Machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, whether an Oiv, a Kuti, is kosher to do Bris Mila or not. And what's the crux of the question? Is there a Din Lishma when it comes to Mila, or is not a Din Lishma when it comes to Mila? Rabbi Yehuda said, there's a Din Lishma, and the Kuti has a mind hard reason. Whereas Rabbi Yossi holds is no din l'shma. So the Gemara says, my time to Rabbi Yehuda. What's the makar that there's a din l'shma? The chsiv? It's because it says in the Torah, L'Hashem himoil. Now, where does it say that? It's in Parshas Boy. V'chi yoga itcha ger, v'asa pesach l'Hashem, himoil loy kol zachar. It's in the parish of Karban Pesach, which is also in the parish of Mila. Mila is Nogeya Karban Pesach, because Oral is not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach. But it says the words Lashem Himal. Lashem Himal teaches me that Mila should be Lashem. Rabbi Yossi. How does Rabbi Yossi hold not that way? Because it says Himal Yimal Yilid Beischa. This is in parish of Slach, the Iker parish of Mila. And Himal Yimal teaches me that it's a Riboy, says Rashi, even if it's Shaloi Lushma. It says Lashem Himal. What's he going to do with that drasha? Who be Pesach Ksif? Says, no, that's talking about the Pesach. And the truth is that if you look at the Pasuk, it's almost a Pella how Rabbi Yehuda dashed in the Pasuk the way he did. V'chiyogu itcha ger, v'asa Pesach Lashem. Himal lo, it calls Ocher. It's not Lashem Himal. Right? You get a frask if you touch the pasuk this way. Frask worthy. But the point is, this is really the way you're supposed to read the pasuk. It's a chiddush way Rabbi Yehuda is reading the pasuk. Good. Rabbi Yehuda has a right to read the pasuk that way. He had some basis to make a drasha. Oh, but the pshutei shel mikra is for sure not that way. Says the idach nami yoksev himol yimol. What's Rabbi Yehuda going to do with Rabbi Yossi's ribuy of himol yimol? Dibra Torah kolashim ne'yadam. The answer is, it's going to be a dibra Torah kolashim ne'yadam. So just to make a sikum on this last gemara, because it was a little fachesh bendik. There were a lot of akuli upshuri. The high level sikum is that we have a machlokes remain the chachamim, which mirrors the two machlokes remain the chachamim that we had in the previous daf, with regards to an oivik chachamim being able to do bris mila for Yisrael and not being able to do bris mila for Yisrael. What's the reason? Not ischashet. Ischashet shvichas damim. Ischashet turned the nimoil into a krushavcha. Rameir holds for that reason, it's categorically aser, never allowed to do it. Chum say, it's true, he's chashud, therefore, beinoidu veinoidu, it's going to be a problem, but as long as other people are going to be there, it's going to be okay. And it sounded gewaldig, oh, it's the same machlokes remain, the chacham by me, I'll let this, same machlokes by me, nekes, we have when it comes to a moyo, when it comes to a roife as well. But we had a problem with this. The problem was, is that there's a braisa. There's a braisa that at first glance seems to be not that way. The braisa was discussing a city where there was no roifi yisron, there was no moyo yisron. There's a child that has to be nichlas of yisrael from avinu bita bezman. What are you supposed to do? And there were two choices, both not good: a roifi kuti or a roifi oivik kechavim. Rameir said, let the oivik kechavim do the bris mila. Rabbi Yehuda said, let the kuti do the bris mila. And the Gemara said that l'chayra we have a problem over here, because Rameir says that the oivik kechavim is a chashad, and here he says if it's a choice between the kuti and oivik kechavim, go with the Avi Kachom. Now, I understand the Kuti is not a good option, but to the extent that the Avi Kachom is a Chosha, that has to be the lesser option. And as a result, Freit the Gemara, how could Rameir hold Yomul Avi Kachovim Val Yomul Kuti? The Maskana, what the Gemara said was, Epoch. That's the answer to the question. The answer is Epoch. That is the Maskana. That's the final answer. Final answer is, we do a flip. And Rameir is really the one that says Yomul Kuti. It's Rabbi Yehuda that says that Yomul Oivet Koy Chavim. The Gemara said, how could Rabbi Yehuda hold Yomul Oivet Koy Chavim? Again, this is all in the Sikkum, all in the Maskana. I, Rabbi Yehuda, said, Minay Lamila Oivet Koy Chavim Shibsula Shemavatas Brisi Tishmar. The answer is, it's not Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda Nasit. That is the shortest version of the Sikkum of this Gemara. Talk to Gemara Vaita Itmar. So again, we mentioned Mila, we mentioned Oivet Koy Chavim. So we have here a little bit of raid as it relates to raid in the Gemara. It's mamash what it feels like, raid. Regarding whether an Avi Kachavim can do bris mila, Avi Kachavim can't do bris mila. Says the Gemara, "Minayla mila by Avi Kachavim shebisula." How do you know that mila is possible by an Avi Kachavim that you can't have a goy mayol? Says daru bar papa mishmei the Rav Amar, daru bar papa of Hadron fame. Said in the name of Rav, it says the atas brisi tishmar. That's the drasha that we had from Rabbi Yehuda, which the Gemara clarified as Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, and it's really the end of the drasha. This is where Rashi says it. Vizaracha acharecha. That it's from the next words, v'zaracha acharecha, that we learn that v'loy oivet koy chavim. Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Yechon said a different makar. It says himol yimol. And from himol yimol we learn that oivet koy chavim is excluded. What's the drasha? So the Gemara doesn't explain, but Rashi says, kari bay, the way you read the pasuk is hamol yimol. Mishehu mol yom lachet. Somebody that himself is a mole, he could do bris mila. So again, either the drasha is from vizarach acharecha, poshet davzayin ayid, or hamol yimol, someone that's gemal. The Gemara says, "May benai, what's the nafkemino?" So the Gemara says, "Mamish, this is like minchas chenachtik." Aravi mohu v'gavnuni mol ikebenayu. The nafkemino would be that if somebody is an araba, right, he's from the bnei keturah, and he does bris mila, or someone's a gavnuni, Rashi says this was also a nation that used to do bris mila, and they would go now and they would do the mila for a yid, would it be okay? Would it not be okay? Man, domer himol yimol. Good man, but that says hamol yimol. Well, ikka, they do bris mila, right? So as long as they have a circumcision, quote unquote, and that would be okay. Mandam is brisi tishmar, but according to Mandam that says as brisi tishmar, and again it's the next words vizaracha acharecha. So you have to be a yid. Like, they're not yidden at the end of the day. But the Gemara says Mandam himol yimol. You're going to tell me that an aravi mol or gabnuni mol does ista chefzef and amilu b'tam we learned in the Mishnah. Can't mishani then when I read them. If somebody makes a neder, I will not have ana from an ara. He's allowed to have anah from a yid that's an aro, but he's not allowed to have anah, this is what we need, from a goy, even if he's gemalot. Why? Because he said, I won't have anah from an aro, and therefore a goy, even when he's mal, is considered an aro. Alma, alfa gafta mihili, even though they have a milo, kemandaloi mihili dami. It's as if they don't have a bris milo. Zaysay meres, there's no way you can call a goy that has a bris milo, even an aravi mal, a gabnuni mal, as a mal. So it can't be, he's an amal yimal. Now the truth is, you have to know, because when it comes to Nedarim, we know you go basal lash of Nayadam, right? It's very hard to shteltsu Nedarim to other areas in halacha. I'm Berishayim. But the bottom line is, it says the Gemara, that's Pashit, that even an Aravi Mol and a Gavnuni Mol would not be considered a Mol. So again, the question is, my Benayu, what's the Nafkemino? If the reason that Vikachavim is a Zai because it says Arach Acharecha, or the reason that Vikachavim is a Zai because it says Himol, Yimol, at the end of the day, the Nafkemino can't be the Aravi Mol, the Gavnuni Mol, because they're not Arach Acharecha and they're not considered a Mol. Right, they're considered a Arelim, even though they have a bris mila. But now the Gemara says maybe this is nafkamin. Yisrael shemeso ach nachmas mila v'lo yimolu. What would be if you have a yid who would love to do bris mila? The problem is meso ach nachmas mila. His brothers died nachmas mila, and because his brothers died nachmas mila, so therefore the halacha is he's actually not allowed to do bris mila. So now he finds himself in a state that he can't do bris mila. Right, this is the oral of Perak oral fame. But the bottom line is he's a meso ach nachmas mila. Could he be a mayel or could he not be a mayel? Now, why you punk found a mayel who is an oral that's a meso ach of machmas mila, right? But good, that's the shayla. This would be the nafkamina and this chakir. Come on, don't let this priest teach my rikka. Going to mandam that says, then what's the criteria of zarech harech? You have to be a yid. There's a yid. Oh, but the mandam himo yimo. The going to mandam that says you have to be a mol. Leka, because lamaisi doesn't have bris mila. Gishmak. He's a yid, but he doesn't have bris mila. But the gemara says the mandam himo yimo. Leka, you're going to tell me going to mandam that says himo yimo. He's not considered a mol. Time we learn to the mishnah. Somebody makes a neder, I'm not going to have enough from mulim. It's the same mishnah as the previous mishnah. The first case he made a neder, he's not going to have enough from arelim, and now he's making a
neder is not going to have an or from mulam. So the halacha is asa ba'al Yisrael, the mulam of the kechavim. So he's not allowed to have an or from a yid that's an oral, but he's allowed to have an or from a kechavim that's a mal. So again, he made a neder, he won't have an or from a mahal. An oral Yisrael off limits. I don't know, what do you see from here? Afal gafta loy mehili. Even though he's not mahal, abu kamanda mehili damu, a yid is considered a mal. So if a yid is considered a mal, so this can't be the nafkamina, because even a person who's mesa och machmas milo, even though b'chefkse he doesn't have a milo, a heistamo. So if you're going to go based on the dross of zarach acharech as a yid, and if you're going to go based on amol yibal as amo, so that can't be the nafkamina either. El ikimei. Now the Gemara says, nafkamina is isha. Could a woman do a bris milo? The man, the man, batas brisi tishmar. Going to man, the man that says, batas brisi tishmar. So then, leko, she's going to be excluded. And the reason is, the isha lav bas milo hi. Because a woman's not a bit. Now this is a little bit of a chiddush, but the way the Gemara understands it is that when we say the zarach acharech is kosher to do bris milah, it means the zarach that has the obligation to do the bris milah, right? What was the pshuta shalmikra of the pasuk? Vayomer lekim el Avram, va'ata es brisi sishmar. You should observe bris milah, meaning take care of bris milah, do the bris milah on yourself. And then it says atu zarach acharech, which we're being marbe also is negeya who could be the moil. But that's poshet that in isha, being that she doesn't have tishmar for herself, so it's for that reason she wouldn't be kosher to do the bris milah either. So if the drosh is zarach acharech, then an isha, a little counterintuitively, would be excluded. Ulaman damar himol yimo, but according to my number that says you have to be gemalit ikka, the isha commanded mehila damar. Again, this is very counterintuitive. You could have very easily flipped the tzadim, right? And you could have said, if you're tzarech achrech, she's a yid. If you hold amol yimol, l'maisa, she's not gemal. But this is the way the Gemara says it. The Gemara says that if you hold tzarech achrech, so then she's not considered tzarech achrech. If you, the criteria is to be a mol, isha is not a mol. This is a ki'ilu, right? But it's kimanda mehilo dami. And that would be the nafkamina. The Gemara says, what's the nafkamina between Daru Bar Pop and the name of Rabbi and Rabbi Yochanan as Makar? Why are you not possible to do bris milah? Is it because tzarech achrech? Is it because of mol yima? Nafkamina would be an isha. I mean, could an isha do bris milah? That's a shayla. The Gemara says, could be it's totally in this machlokes amayram, in the tam, why it is that a goy is possible to do bris milah. So again, when we started off seeing a goy do bris milah, the initial reaction was it's related to the fact that he's chashan. And then we had the braisa, two braisas. One mentioned Rabbi Yehuda, the other mentioned Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, that said that it's related to v'atas brisi tishmar, the end of the pasuk, v'zarach acharech. Now we have already a machlokes amayram. Could be there's even another makar mitan nafkamina l'alach. Nafkamina is whether an isha will be kosher or not. But the Gemara says, "Me ikka the man dam isha loy." Is there anyone in the world that holds that a woman can't do bris milah? The pasuk says that tikach tzipora. The pasuk says tzipora took tzar. That tichra says arlas bina. Right. So we all know this pasuk is in the end of Parsha Shmois, where tzipora goes and does bris milah on her child. But what do you see? Tzipora, a woman, did bris milah. So it's klar that isha is kosher to do bris milah. So the Gemara says, a chiddush, that even though it says vatikach tzipora, which sounds like tzipora was the mile, but kori be vatakach. Read it as if it says not vatikach, but vatakach. So Rashi al yidei shliach. She didn't do it, she facilitated it. She made it happen. Faith the Gemara b'aksiv, but the pasuk says vatichrois. Okay, if vatikach means vatakach, so vatichrois is gori be vatachrois. Again, we're chopping peche if we do this. But the bottom line is, so it's not going to be vatichrois. Instead, it's going to be vatachrois. The amr of the inner shachrin of avat, like Rashi spoke at al yidei shliach. She told someone else to do it, and the other person did it. Ibai said the Gemara says asiv aschlo. She takes it's vatikach, it's vatichrois. She started it. Also, Moshe the Agmer, Moshe went ahead, and Moshe King included it. So really, the nafkamina in this big shayla is isha ksheira, isha not ksheira. Is it in a mefurish pasuk? No. So really, if you think about it, there were three major mila shaylas that came about in this gemara that we just started talking about, talked away, right? Who would think that maybe the most lamdisha amid and shas related to bris mila is the mesechtes of avodah zarah, daf chav zayin amid aleph and perek gimel amidim. I mean, this is the way it is. It started off with a shayla, could you use a goy roife to be a mile simply based on the fact that he's a chashad? So in the light of the fact that he's a chashad for all these bad things, so maybe this is something that shouldn't be okay. But really what emerged was three grace of shaylas. Number one is there a din l'shma when it comes to bris milah, machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi. L'shem himal or himal yimal. Number two is an ovi kachavim kashad to the bris milah. Or is it Chavim not kosher to bris milah? By the way, from the Tchilas HaSugi, it sounds like, yeah, the whole Shaila was, is he a chashid or not a chashid? But then we had Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, that's a not, and Machlokes Amayram, what the Makar maybe would be. Additionally,
We had another shaila, and that is an isha. Could an isha be a moil? Could an isha not be a moil? All three of these shailas, you know, would seem to make good bris Torah, bagels and lox, v'chule, v'chule, b'ezer Hashem, at the end of the daf, we're going to get back, and we're going to talk about some bris Torah here. But for now, we have another amud of Gemara to learn. Zok the Mishnah, mesrap mehen ripoy mamen. A person is allowed to go to a roifei ovike chafen for a refuah, I mean, if he needs a doctor, but he could do it if it's ripoy mamen, avaloi ripoy nefashas. So ripoy mamen is okay, ripoy nefashas is not okay. What is the difference between ripoy mamen and ripoy nefashas? What are the definitions? That is very much the first Gemara we're going to learn. Another halacha, this is ready tomorrow's daf. The imestapra mehem. You can't take a haircut from an Italian barber, right? B'chol makoyim. Doesn't matter where you are. Divir rameh, azayah rameh, v'chachamim, mayrim, v'chachamim, say, b'rishus harabim, butter. If you want to take the haircut from the Indian Yehudi barber in a Rishus HaRabim, it's going to be okay, because what's he going to do to you in a Rishus HaRabim? But if it's in a private setting, then it's not going to be okay. So again, we need now the first part of the Mishnah. What do these things even mean? You'll tell me Ripui Mamun means Beschar. Ripui Nefashas means Bechinam. So it's an interesting first stab, right? Usually the first stab of the Gemara is like the most obvious one. This is an interesting one. So maybe Ripui Mamun means Beschar. Misrap and Ripa Mamun if you're going to pay the guy. But if it's for free, then nah. Now, the fact that Mamun means schar, that's not a chiddush, right? Mamun and schar are synonyms of each other, right? Cash, geld, these all mean the same thing. Nefashis means chinam. What does nefashis mean chinam? I think in nefashis, you think of, right, kol hatzala. What does nefashis have to do with chinam? So Rashi says, a pasuk in the Torah. It says, im yesh es nafshechem, bereshis, Perich of Gimel, it's Mamasha, a Mufurisha Pasik. Right, where is this? It's in the beginning of Parashas Chayesara. Em Yeshes Navshechem, Likbar Es Mesim, Bolfanai Shemauni, Ufiguli Be Ephraim Ben Tzlech. Avram Levine talking. So Navshechem means if, you know, you want to. So it means Bedas. But the point is, Me Navshe Hu Oysa Zakrashi. That's what Ribu Nefashas means. So Mamun means that he's doing it for money. Ribu Nefashas means he's doing it because he wants to. Because he's doing a Bechina. And essentially, if this is what the definitions of mamon and nefashos are, so what's the Mishnah saying? That misrapim ripui mamon. If you're paying him, it's fine. But for free, is not fine. What would be the svar as far as pasha? If you're paying, he wants to get paid. So if he kills you or he hurts you, you're going to sue him, right? And he's going to have to tap into his malpractice insurance. It's not going to work out for him. So if he's getting paid, so he's not interested in going down this road. If, however, he's doing it for free, so he has nothing to lose, right? What's the most he's going to lose? Nothing. So as a result, it's not going to be such an issue. But the Gemara says, even though it works, we right, made it happen. But the Gemara says, dachak, why? Because if that's what mamon and nefashos means, listeni, misrap mihem b'schar avalei b'chinam. At the end of the day, if you want to say schar, right? When it comes to money, metavred and grud, you don't say mamon, you say schar, because that's the more natural word. And if you want to say chinam, you don't say nefashos, so tell me you meant chinam, you say b'chinam. So it's not mistaber, that's really what the Mishnah means. Ella says, maybe it means something else. Ripu mamon means dover she'im boi sakana. Ripu nefashos means dover she'yesh boi sakana. In other words, Ripui Mamin is talking about where the worst this person can do to him, right, this way Rashi teaches, is cause him more harm. That's going to cause the guy more money. That's why we call it Ripui Mamin. Ripui Nevashos means the worst the person can do to him is actually kill him. And essentially then, what the Mishnah is saying is that if there's not a Dovah Shal Sakana, so when you do the risk-reward analysis, the guy needs a doctor, so I can go to the Ein Yehudi doctor, and maybe I'll get better. But then again, he might cost me money. This might be a ripui moment. It might be a ripui that's going to end up costing me money. So then misrapin. Now you do the analysis, it makes sense. That's something that you should do. If, however, the worst case scenario, the downside is you're going to lose your life. So then it's not something that you do. So says the Gemara, that works. Again, it stems with the words of the Mishnah, and there's logic behind it. It's a very rational statement, but at the same time, it's not true lahalacha. Because for Amir Rabbi Huda, Amir Rabbi Huda said, or Rabbi Huda, afilu rivda dechusilta loy matzina menah. So Rashi says, what does this mean? This is a kaloy marashi. So rivda dechusilta is the little thing that the umen used to use to puncture a person when they bloodlet, right? So a very popular form of refuah, we'll see this in the coming dafin, was bloodletting. This was a very, very common form of refuah. And they used to use like a needle, right? The proverbial needle to puncture the persons like this, the blood would be able to come out. they would very often do it on the person's shoulder, and very often afterwards the person's shoulder would begin to hurt. So Rav Yehuda said that if somebody went to a bloodletter and he had the Rivda de Chasilta, and as a result he has a bum shoulder right now, so even for that, don't go to a Reuthe over Kichon. Now over there, how's it going to kill him? Right? What's he going to do? Elamai, he may harm him, and he may cause him more money. But Rabbi Yehuda holds that what? It's still awesome. So if the Mishnah is mefurish, misrapim mehem ripoy mamin, not ripen of ashes, that if it's not a shayla of life or death, you're allowed to go to Nev Kicham, how could Rabbi Yehuda damayr say, rivet du chasil tolei matzina? No, that's just how you say over this gasha. It's clear Rabbi Yehuda didn't learn the Mishnah this way. So Rabbi Yehuda must learn the Mishnah differently. If Rabbi Yehuda learned the Mishnah differently, we should probably also learn the Mishnah differently. And as a result, what is pshat in the Mishnah? Mara says, I'll tell you pshat, elu ripoy mamay means behemtoy, ripen of ashes is gufei. Ripoy mami means that if your money needs ripoy, right? So today it's not so common that a yid goes to a veterinarian, right? But once upon a time, everybody had animals, right? You go to a mechanic, then you used to go to a vet to fix the muffler of your favorite eisel, right? This is what you used to have to do. So ripui momin would mean if you're bringing your behema to your animal doctor, to the vet, ripui nefashins means where it's negay and nefashins, right? Vanefesh ashas b'charin. Also pashas lachas, a lot of pashas, a lot of ramavinu today's out. Where it's negay a person himself, where it's negay a person himself. So then it's going to be awesome. And if that's the case, what's the Mishnah saying? Mishnah a person is never allowed to go to a doctor. It doesn't matter what the cheshbon is. It's mamish. Forget, this is exactly the way Rabbi Yehuda learned the Mishnah, and that is gufa where Rabbi Yehuda extrapolated his halacha from. So what just came out from the Mishnah? It's very interesting. You're not allowed to go to an Eini Yehudi doctor, right? It takes the whole concept of Jewish doctors to a whole nother level. But really, what comes... I have to figure out soon about Jewish lawyers, but for now, and then we'll work on accountants, but for now we're handling doctors. So the question is, you're not allowed to go l'chayre to an Eini Yehudi doctor, says the Gemara, Rav Chisda Amar Marukva. Rav Chisda said in the name of Marukva, Aval im Amar loy sam ployni yafaloy. Sam ployni raloi mutter. If you're going to the doctor, push it for refuah, and answer problem. But let's say you go to him and you just ask him advice. Right? You go over to him, you meet him somewhere, and you tell him, tell me, you know, I'm dealing with a certain ailment. Can I use sam ployni? Sam ployni says this one's good, that one's not okay. So the halach is that's fine. Take his advice. It's perfectly okay. And the reason is sava, because the Ibikichavim is thinking shiyule mashaloi, that he's just asking me a question. And kiyecha the mashaloi, mashalin shachim, he's probably going to ask somebody else as well. Now, push you learn the Gemara. It sounds like, meaning, the Kechavim is thinking, he's probably going to ask other people, doesn't want to end up looking bad, right? So you're going to ask me, I'm going to give you the wrong advice, and then you're going to ask somebody else, right? Like the Gemara says, he's going to end up looking bad. But Rashi actually has one knech. Rashi says the Kechavim is paranoid. He actually thinks that the Yid is preving him. Right? The Shiyule Kamishael in Nasoisi. Right? What does Nasoisi mean? Miloshim Velikim Nisa Savra. Right? So, Linasoisi. He's coming to be Menasim. He's coming to test him on some level. But the point is, being that over here, he thinks he's being tested. Right? Why is the Jew all of a sudden asking me this question? Something's going on over here. I better give him the right answer. So, in a situation like that, it is okay to ask and it's okay to take his advice. Zokta Gemara. Amar Rava. Some have the gear. So, Amar Rabba. Amar Rabbi Yechin. Amar Rav Chizim Rabbi Yechin. Regardless, whether it's Rav Rabba, Rav Chizir, Rav Yechon is the one that said this. Safik Chai, Safik Meis, Emes Rappi Mehen. In the event that you have a Chayla, and the Chayla might live, he might die. And right now he needs a doctor, and the doctor that's available is the Avik Echofim. So that's where the Mishnah said, don't go to him. I'll send them out of the Mishnah. But if the person's for sure going to die, and now the question is, can you know we extend his life a little bit? So then, if there's an Eini Yehudi doctor, you should go to him. So if the person has a chance to live, al zeh ne'emar, don't take the risk. Don't go to the Eini Yehudi doctor. But if the person is vaday meis, so he's for sure going to die, if you don't heal him, right? If you don't heal him, he's for sure going to die. So then you go to the Eini Yehudi doctor. Right, again, just to say this a little bit better. If there's a chance that the person can live without going to the Eini Yehudi doctor, so then you don't go to the Eini Yehudi doctor. If the person's for sure going to die without going to the Eini Yehudi doctor, so then for sure go to the Eini Yehudi doctor. Now, at first glance, it would seem so obvious, right? Meaning, why do you not want to go to the Eini Yehudi doctor? He might kill the patient. Right, let's say that's the chashash. He might kill the patient. Okay, so he might kill the patient, so where the person could maybe live, and now you're increasing the chances of him dying, so you don't do that. But if the person's going to die anyway, so what are my two choices? Choice A, he's going to die. Choice B, he might kill him. Okay, it's not better or worse than choice A, because choice A is going to die anyways. And forget it. And choice B, maybe he's not going to kill him. Maybe he's going to keep him alive. So it's just basic svara. Sofik chai, sofik meis. Ein misrapim meim. Vadai meis, then the halacha is misrapim. But the Gemara says, is that true? I don't even hear it so much. Vadai meis, if the halacha is misrapim meim, says the Bach. Ho iko chai yesha. What happened to chai yesha? We know there's something called chai yesha. Right, when Michal Shabbos for chayesha, for one moment of life, because yafa sha achas ba'il mazeh mikol hanoyis el maba. What a person can accomplish in a sha achas ba'il mazeh. So a sha achas ba'il mazeh has an incredible amount of value to us yidden, even though we understand our purpose is not this world. Psilus Hashem Paragala, but we value every second of this world as if it's even more chashiv than the whole Olam Haba. But the bottom line is, there's something called Chai Yishas. Afraid the Gemara, just because the person is Vaday Meis by not going to the doctor, you still maybe shouldn't go to the Inyudi doctor. You know why? Because let's say the person's a Vaday Meis and the doctor say he can live for 6 months. You're going to go now to the Inyudi doctor, you might kill him on the spot. So you're going to lose out on the Chai Yishas. So the Gemara says, L'Chai Yishas, L'Chai Yishas. We're not Chai Yishas for Chai Yishas. Now, Vada doesn't mean we're not Chai Yishas for Chai Yishas. Of course, but it means in the risk-reward analysis, in this cheshbon, in this calculation that you're making, where you stand to gain refuah, but you stand to lose chayisha, then already, if you stand to lose maybe your life, because the person could live without going to the doctor, so then when you do the analysis, you don't go to the any Yehudi doctor. If, however, you're mamonav shech going to die, and really the most you stand to lose then is not your whole life, because you're anyways going to die. What you stand to lose is the chayisha. For that already, we don't make such a calculation. Mar says, "Me not tamer delechayisha lechashina." What's the makar to this? The chesiv it's a pasik, and this pasik is in Malachim Beis. It's talking about the four mitzayram. So the case over there was where there were four mitzayram, and because they were mitzayram, they were outside of the city, and the king of Aram had laid siege on the Yidden, and as a result, it was a big Rav Ba'aretz. And they were a little bit stuck. They didn't know what to do, because they see the Melech Aram is coming towards them, and Melech Aram is going to kill them. But then again, if they go into the city, they're going to die of hunger. So they said like this, Im amarnu nava yo'ir, the harav ba'ir umasnu sham. Right, if we're going to go into the city, then we're going to end up dying because of the hunger. And if we're going to stay here, we're going to get killed by these chevra. So they ended up making a decision, and they decided, Rashi quotes the end of the pasuk, "V'atu l'chu v'nipla el machne aram im yachyunu v'nichya v'misunu mes." No, let's take the risk. We might as well go and pick a fight with them, because like this, at least we have a chance to live. What's the kasha? Why was it so pasha what they did? They said, "Mamarushach, we're going to die." And be that Mamarushach, we're going to die, so we might as well roll the dice. Maybe we'll win this little battle over here, and maybe we're going to end up living, and we'll live to tell the tale. What? Why is that so pasha? Okay, what they should have said was, is that there's something called chayisha. Mamarushach, we're going to die. If we go into the city, we can live it out a little bit. If we go there, we'll be dead in a minute. So why didn't they make that cheshbin? So what do you see from here? Elolav, the chayisha lechashin. And when it comes to such a question with the person's for sure going to die, it's a question of taking risk. Then already you do take the risk. I'll ask you a kasha on this. A person is not allowed to handle with a min. Period. You can't handle with a min. What's a min? So we saw a lot about the min in yesterday's daf. Right? There's certain mummers that are considered a min, but the basic definition of a min is someone that's very attached to Avodah Zar. So it says the Braisa, Lo yisa v'yitein adam im haminim, additionally, v'eim misrapim mehem. You're not allowed to get refuah from a min, afilu l'chayesha, even for chayesha. Right? This is the problem, right? You can't get refuah even for chayesha. It's not like what Rabbi Yochanan said, which was sofik chay, sofik meis, ein misrapim mehem, or bevaydai meis, misrapim mehem. You see, clearly not that way. You can't be misrapim, afilu v'chayesha. The Braisa continues and tells the story. Maisa, there was a story, ben Domo, ben achoysei shel Rabbi Yishmael, ben Domo, who was the son of the sister of Rabbi Yishmael. He's Rabbi Yishmael's nephew. Shekishe nachosh, he was bitten by a snake. Uba Yaakov ishkfar schanya, the rafoysei. And Yaakov ishkfar schanya, sounds like a haimish yid, he was a min, and he came to be merapim. Rabbi Yishmael didn't allow. V'amalei Rabbi Yishmael, and v'amalei. So Ben Dama said, Rabbi Yishmael, achi, my uncle, Rabbi Yishmael, hanachloi, allow him to do it. V'arapi mimenu, I want to get healed. V'ani avi mikrim and atayr shemuta, and I'll bring you a raya from a pasuk that it's muta. Abavlei, his b'nilu grasa, David didn't get a chance to bring a raya from a pasuk. Achi yotzei neshmal saying until he died. Umeis, and he left this world. And kara al Rabbi Yishmael, and when this happened, Rabbi Yishmael said, Ashrecha Ben Dama, shegufcha tahar, v'yotzei neshmascha b'tahayra, v'lo yavarta al divrei chavercha. And you didn't violate the Chachamim, Shahu Oimrim, because they said, Upiritz Geder, Yishchenu Nachash. And had you been violated, what the Chachamim did, you know what happened? You would have been bitten by a snake, and as a result, something so terrible would have happened. And Baruch Hashem, you were spared. Again, Ben Doma had this Eitzah, Yaakov Farshan, you could have healed him. But Rabbi Shmuel said, a man is not allowed to heal a person. You can't heal a person, even if the person's for sure going to die. Even if Chayisho is not allowed to heal. Meaning, even what's at stake is Chayisho, he's still not allowed to heal. Rabbi Shmuel's nephew said, but I have a raya from a pasuk. And he was about to bring the raya from a pasuk until he was yotzen neshmasa b'tahira. And Rabbi Shmuel was so nispal, he said, Ashrecha ben doma sheguf chatar, v'yotzen neshmasa b'tahira, v'lo yavarta al divri chavercha, because had you been over al divri chachamim, you know what would have happened to you? Upayritz geder, yishachenu nachar. So a few things. First of all, the ikar kasha. What's the kasha? Rabbi Yochanan said that if the person's vaday mates, you're allowed to go to an divri chachamim. Why? Because he's going to die anyways. Ay, you're going to lose a chayisha, chayisha lo yichashinot. It's mefurish that it's aser. Mitam maisa shah yikachay. It's not only a halach and a brisa that's aser. It's a maisa rab. So you see for sure that it's aser. The Gemara says, Shani min is the mashcha, the asi the mimchash, the mimshach basrai. This was worse. He was a min. A min is worse than Oiv Kechavim. That was on yesterday's daf already. Right? Oiv Kechavim, loy mayim v'loy meridin, but the minim, meridin v'loy mayim, that's much worse. It's harber, right? He was a min. A min is mochamer because the minus is mashcha. What's pasha pshan and the minus being mashcha over here? So it's pasha what it means. What it means over here is that the person's going to see that the Min was able to heal him. He's going to say, maybe Yesh Dvar Megav. So this is like a very risky situation. It's not going to be okay. Amar. So the Gemara dissects the story for a minute. Rabbi Shmuel told Ben Doma, his nephew, he said, you're lucky. I mean, he didn't tell it to him because he wasn't alive, but he said, Ashrecha, you zoicha, that yotzeh nishmoscha b'tahira, because had you gone and gotten the refuah, you would have been met by the fate of upayritz gede yishachenu nachash. Right, the Gemara, amamar. Lo yavarta al divri chaverchus, ha yoyimim upayritz gede yishachenu nachash. Iunam yichiv yitarke. Right, it's like the most ironic Gemara you'll ever see. You could have had upayritz gede yishachenu. That's exactly what happened to him. He died through a nachash. Now, what's the oimik of the Gemara's kasha? So Rashi explains the Gemara's kasha like this. Pashit, it's like an irony, right? But this is not like a nice poetry, literature, irony story that you studied in high school. That's not what's going on over here. What's going on over here is Rashi is being mafarish to Gemara. The Gemara is asking a kasha. What was Rabbi Shmuel saying? If you would have been over the Chachamim, a nachash would have bit you. Okay, you have Yaakov ish kvar schanyo, alzeh anudonin. You would have gotten the refuah a second later. Rashi said that's the Gemara's kasha. It's not figuratively speaking, it's literally speaking. You could have been bitten by a snake. I did have a so the same doctor, right? Misha Ona to the first bite, he's gonna help you for the second bite. Why would this be a problem? So the Gemara says, no, it's different. The Gemara says, Chivi de Rabban and the Lesley Asusa Klal. There's a difference between when a snake bites and the Yishchenu Nachash means when the Chachamim impose a klala. That type of bite is a bite that has no refuah. Now, in the story, Ben Dama, the nephew Rabbi Shmuel, told his uncle, he says, give me a second, let me explain to you. But before he had a chance to say what he wanted to say, Yatzin Hashmaseh B'tahir, my Havalei L'meimer, what was he going to say? Zemara says, Pashit. You know what he was going to say? V'chai behem v'lo yishyamos man. That's what he was going to say. He was going to say v'chai behem. Says the Gemara of Rabbi Shmuel. What's Rabbi Shmuel's response to that? I mean, it sounds like a pretty compelling answer, right? It's not Yoharu Guval Yavar. Now you're going to say he's a min? Okay, it's not a vidazara. Rabbi Shmuel said, Hani mili betzina, abu farhes yoloi. The only time the chai behem works is your betzina. But if you're befarhes, you're not. And the Gemara says, this is Rabbi Shmuel, l'shri tosoyak. An epic Rabbi Shmuel. The Tanya we learned in the Brisa, hoi Rabbi Shmuel, loi minayin, shemai bin loi adam avu yidavid, loi tzkicham val taharik, she yavid val yehorek. How do you know that abu yidazara is yorg val yavid, tamad loi marit says, V'chai behem, v'loi she yomus behem. This is avodah zara, where the halacha is, Yavid al Yaharik Shita's Rabbi Shmuel. It's not the halacha we pask in that Avid Zor is Yaharik al Yavid. But this is Rabbi Shmuel Shita. Rabbi Shmuel continued. He said, Yoch, Afilo Befarhesia. You would have thought Afilo Befarhesia, Talmud Loimer, Valesa Chalwach and Kochi. And whenever it's Befarhesia, it's going to involve Chil Hashem. And because it's going to involve Chil Hashem in that instance, it is going to be a problem. The bottom line is, any Yehudi doctor is a big, big problem. Why? Because he's chashen. Now, if you want to take your animal to the Ein Yehudi veterinarian, that's okay. I never met a Jewish veterinarian, but if you want to take one to an Ein Yehudi veterinarian, the halacha is that's going to be okay. But to use a doctor, b'mei chazal, this is something that's a very big problem. The reason is because he's a chashud. Rabbi Yochanan qualified. Rabbi Yochanan said, if the person's anyways for sure going to die, so then you should go, he may kill you, you're going to lose an achayisho, if achayisho lechashinon, we have a whole braisa with a maitra yikachay with Rabbi Shmuel's nephew, almost yasin shmasik with the haira, but it's getting shchenu nachash, never go to an Ein Yehudi doctor, even if the person's vaday going to die. Now that was a min.
Shani minus the mashcha. That's a whole different inyan. And because Shani min, I isn't there something called the chay ben v'lo yishiyam? The Gemara says, yeah. I mean, that's a very important part, just in the sikum of the Gemara. That is something called the chay ben. And really, it's only b'farhasi that it's an issue. But if it's going to be b'tzina, l'chinami. B'tzina, oh, for sure. No one said b'tzina. We need b'farhasi. It was b'chal Hashem. People are going to know that this is the doctor that healed this person. Then already there's an issue. But l'chinami, if it's going to be b'tzina, in that instance, even if it's a min, and even though there's a shani minus, the mashke b'asrayo, l'chayra, in that instance, talach is that it's going to be okay. So as it relates to today's epic daf, two ha'aras. One short ha'ara, the other one a drop longer. The first shorter ha'ara is, as I saw in the Har Tzvi, Al Ashas, right here, the green volumes, on Ar Gemara, Avodah Zarah Daf Chav Zayin Amar Aleph. So he says as follows, Omar li harav ha-goyin, Reb Shlomi Yosef Zevin. He said that the great goyin, Reb Zevin, came to me, and he showed me a beautiful maramakim in the Sefer Keses HaSofer. It's in Simin Chav Ches, Sivkot and Gimel. And that was with regards to a shayla. Could a woman write a Megillas Esther, or could a woman not write a Megillas Esther? Is an isha kshera to write a Megillas Esther, or is an isha not kshera to write a Megillas Esther? What does it have to do with Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf Zayin? We'll see in 1 second. But is an isha kshera to write a Megillas Esther or not? So Reb Zevin said that I found in this Chakavim Aramakim that he was so excited, he went to show it to his friend, Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank, the Gaivit of Yerushalayim, and he said, I found a beautiful Aramakim, and he wanted to bring a raya from a Gemara. The Gemara is a Masechtas Megillah, Daf Yutas Amar Aleph. The Gemara says that a Megillah has to be written ala Sefer, has to be written ala Klaf, Ubedyoy, and it has to be written with black ink. Says the Gemara, Minolan. How do I know that? Asyo Ksiva Ksiva. Ksiv Hoch, it says, Vatichtoiv Esther Amalka. That Esther Amalka wrote the first Megillah. Viksiv Hosam, and it says, Vayomelahem Baruch Mipiv Yikre Elias Kolad Bar Melavani Kosvala Sefer Bedyoy. So when Baruch Benari wrote, he wrote Allah Sefer Bidyoy. So too, Esther, when she wrote the Megillah, she must have written her Allah Sefer Bidyoy. Meaning, who wrote the first Megillah? Esther wrote the first Megillah. So if Esther wrote the first Megillah, it's okay. And you see that when it says Vatichtev Esther Amalka, it wasn't just that she was writing. She was writing a Kasher Megillah. V'haraya, we learn from there Allah Sefer Bidyoy. That means she wrote Allah Sefer Bidyoy. So Rav Tzvi Pesach said, Rav Zevin showed me this beautiful Maramokim that Isha is kosher to write a Megillah. Now, just hit the pause button for 1 second. If this raid sounds familiar, since we talked about this Ba'arichos, we did a very detailed raid by when we learned Masechtas Megillah. And really, this Shaila, I mean, Rav Zevin found it in the Sefer Keses HaSofer, but Kfar Doshu Bei Rabim, specifically in Shailos Rechuvas Nishal David, in Erechaim Simen Lamed, by the great Goyen, the chief rabbi of Prague, right before the Neid of Yehuda, Rav David Oppenheim. And Rav David Oppenheim brings that there was a Maisa Shaya Kachaya, there was a Shaya that came to Arbezin, where there was a woman that wrote a Megillas Esther. And the question was, could a woman write a Megillas Esther, or could a woman not write a Megillas Esther? And this was a big tumult, and he said, at first glance, all the Dayanim thought, no. Why? Because a woman can't write a Sefer Torah, she can't write Tefillah, she can't write a Mezuzah, so she shouldn't be able to write a Sefer Torah either. She shouldn't write a Megillas Esther either. But said Rav David Oppenheim, that I think based on the Gemara Megillah Daf Yotes Seminar, where the pasuk already says Vatichtev Esther Amalka, and we learn from there Allah Sefer Bidyoy. So you see that she wrote a Kasher Megillah. So you see a woman is allowed to write a Kasher Megillah. And then he said that Hagaba Atzmacha. He says, why isn't Isha possible to write Sefer Torah Tefillah Mezuzah? Because it says Ukshartem Uchsaftem and Kol She'ena Bikshira Eina Bechsiva. Well, when it comes to Megillas Esther, Afhein Hoya Baisanes, and because Afhein Hoya Baisanes, so it's mistabed that she should be kosher. And this is what he writes. Now this story that's mentioned here in the initial David, this was a real Maisa Shaya Kachaya. He's very cryptic about what the details of the story were. But there's a pirish on Megillas Esther called Megillas Sefer that was written by one of the Chavrei HaBezdin of Rav David Oppenheim. His name was Rav Moshe Meir Perilus. Rav Moshe Meir Perilus. He was Safra Vidaina Bekila Kedosha of Prague. And this reading here from the Sharblad of the Sefer, Mitalmidei Agoyim Balmogen Avram Zechetzadik Levracha, Vagoyim Rav David Oppenheim Zechetzadik Levracha of Bezdin the Prague. So in the Pirish Megillas Esther, on the Pasuk Vatichtoiv Esther Hamalka, he writes that I was sitting on the Bezdin of Rav David Oppenheim, and a Shaila was brought to us. And the Shaila was that Rav David Oppenheim's daughter, Sarah, the wife of Chaim Yoina, who was the son of Rav Feivel Tumim, who was also the enikel of the Baal Kikoyim de Yoyna. But Rav Dovid Oppenheim's daughter wrote a beautiful Megillah. And the Shaila was brought to her father. Is it kosher? Is it not kosher? And her father paskin that you're allowed to read from the Megillah. That's the rest of the story. But the rest of the story is that in Shaila's Tshuva's Tshuva Me'ahava from Agoyin Rabbi Elazar Fleckless, and this is in Chelek Beis, and it's in Simen Reish Tzadik Hei. So he says, Hine, Zikni, my grandfather, Avi Eim Imi, my mother's mother's father, Harav Hamafursim B'Doirei Hamanoyach, Rameyu Perilus, Eichat Tzadik Levrach, Heve b'chibura megillas esther shenitvas bekil gedayshu prag shnas tof ayin 1710 shenishol me'ez harav agoyim rav David Oppenheim zatzal bekil gedayshu anal b'megillah asher kosva bitoy hamifursemes his famous daughter Mara Sara ishes harav agoyim rav chaim yoynes echitzadik l'roch emuter likrois me'oysa hamegillah. But either way, who was the Baal Megillah Sefer? He was Rav Elazar Fleckless Zayda. So this is a real Prague Maisa Shoya Kachoya story that happens. We're playing some Prague Jewish geography. But the bottom line is, from Rav David Oppenheim and Rav Meir Pirellis and Rav Elazar Fleckless and the Baal Kukoyin Deyoyin, all the great Prague Goyinim, right? Other than the Maral and the Rebbe that everybody knows about. There were so many great Goyinim that were there. But Al Koponim, so they came out, Rav David Oppenheim, that it's Mutter. And this was the Chiddush that Rav Zevin found in the Sefer Kes HaSofer, and he comes running over to his friend Rav Hirsch Pesach, and he says, look at what I found. So Rav Pesach said, Mamash Rav David Pell. You want to hear what he said? And this is what has the Shaykh Star Sugya. He says, Muscharishin, this is a Goyin. He says, the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, Dachav Zayin Amar Aleph, is it possible that it could be a man Dama that holds that a woman's possible to do Bris Mila? It says, Vatikach Tzepoira, Vatichrois. So the Gemara says, not Vatikach, it's Vatakach. Vatichrois, Karibe Vatachrois. The Pasuk says Vatikach Tzepoira. In Halacha, it's not so always counting that an Isha should be kosher. Atav Zarach Acharecha, Hamo Yimol, Obit says Vatikach. So the Gemara says, no, you can always be matchik. It's not Vatikach, it's Vatakach. It's not Vatichrois, it's Vatachrois. Said Rab Tzvi Pesach, it's not Vatichtoiv, it's Vatachtev. Now, how do you have the license to go ahead and do that? I mean, this is a slippery slope, but this is a Goyin Rab Tzvi Pesach Frank, and he said that just like the Gemara was Doicha here in Avodah Zarah, that Chav Zayin Amad Aleph, that Vatikach means not that she did it, it's Vatakach, Vatichres means Vatachres, could be the same issue. Now just explain what he meant a little bit better. He's not just going ahead and being Meshamish, Psukim, Yeshem Lamikras, and Yeshem Lamasiris. What Rav Tzvi Pesach is doing is that Rashi says, what do you mean Vatikach? Vatikach means Aide Shliach. And yes, Rav Tzvi Pesach is saying that even though Vatikach sounds like it means Koribe, it's as if it's Vatakach. I mean, the word is Vatikach, but Vatikach can mean you did it, Vatikach can mean that you also did it, Ayyadei Shliach. The bottom line is, really, it took place Ayyadei Shliach, but this was the Goyne Shetzusha of Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, that it could be that Vatichro, Vatikach Tzepayr, this Gemara with the Zarech of Zayin Amad Aleph is a Dichoy to Rav David Oppenheim and the Baal Kesa Sofer, other Goyne wanted to bring a Raya to in Megillah Daf Yotes. Again, we made a big deal about that raid when we learned Megillah Daf Yotes. In base medrash for lechidish, hafachba vafachba, everything is connected to each other. We have a raya here, years later, from Avodah Zarah, Daf Chav Zayin and Amar Aleph, a nice hoysafa to that raid. That's the first hara. The second hara is, so one of the big talking points in today's daf was whether or not an Ovik Echavim could be a moil or not, right? Different svaras why, maybe not. It seems to be a big time machlokes tanam. For sure, man damrim that hold that an Ovik Echavim could be a moil. Rameyer, and Rabbi Yehuda respected him. Now, Rameh has a problem based on the fact that he's a chash, Rabbi Yehuda, right? I would say he's the shita at the end of the day. He holds that for sure an Ovi Kechavim is able to be a ma'al. But there's for sure it's sad in the sugya that an Ovi Kechavim can be a ma'al. The Sha'a Melech in Hilchis Avoides Kechavim, in Perik Yud Beis, asks a bomba kasha. He actually brings the kasha from Hachocham Hasholim Rav Otzim Mahari Ashkenazi Zeichet Tzadik Levrach. So, Freik the Sha'a Melech, that we know that Mila is Deicha Shabbos. Mila Bizmano, if the eighth day falls out on a Shabbos, so the halach is that Mila is Deicha Shabbos. Freik the Sha'a Melech, why is Mila Deicha Shabbos? So, because you have no choice. Mila Bizmano, Be'e Mashmini, Afilu B'Shabbos. We know that the only time we say Tchiyah is if it's E-Efshel L'Kayim Shneim. But if it's Efshel L'Kayim Shneim, if you could do the mitzvah and at the same time not violate the Isser, so the rule always is that you try your best to do it in Azah Oifin. So, Freit Tashar HaMelech, that if you hold that an Oivik Chavim is allowed to do Bris Milah,
Then, in the event that you have access to an Ovi Kechavim, the Ovi Kechavim should be mechuyev to do the bris mil. Because an Ovi Kechavim doesn't have to keep Shabbos. And if you hold Ovi Kechavim as kasher to bris mila, so kum tois, his mila is going to be a kasher mila. So you'll get the mila bismanoi without being doicha Shabbos. So freak the Shara Melech, every mila that's doicha Shabbos, ha tenach, if there's no option to have an Ovi Kechavim. But in the event that you have an Ovi Kechavim that's able to do the bris mila, why is the mila doicha Shabbos? L'chayra, it's Efshalakayim Shneim Ayadei and Ovi Kechavim. A bomba from Akasha Viruyan Advarim Lamisham. There's some Sofer in a Tshuva, and this is in Yerideya, Simon Kuflamid Beis. He brings this Kasha. He says, Shamati Makshim. Doesn't bring it from the Sharm Melech, B'Shem Ari Ashkenazi. On the bottom they say, Kush Yizume Ari Ashkenazi, Muvu B'Sharm Melech. But the Chassam Sofer says, Shamati Makshim, this Kasha. That if you hold that Mila is Kasha Ayidei and Ovi Kechavim, so why is Mila Deicha Shabbos? L'chayra, do it Ayidei and Ovi Kechavim, it's Efshal Kaim Shnei Mila, have a Kasha Mila, and you won't be Mechal Shabbos. Says the Chassam Sofer, to me, this Kasha has no Havana in the world. It's a bomba Kasha, it's a fun Kasha. But L'chayra, the Kasha has absolutely no Havana. Says why? Because every father has a chiyuv, he has a mitzvah to go ahead and do bris milah for his son. If the father's going to do the bris milah for his son, or be memana shlich to do it on his behalf, so then the father's going to get the mitzvah. If a goy is going to do it, even though the child will be gemalit, according to the mandama that holds that a goy could do a bris milah, but the father's not going to get the mitzvah. The father's not getting the mitzvah because he didn't do it, and even though he told the goy to do it, ain't shlichos ba'akim. If that's the case, it's not efshel l'kayim shneim. So feitich sam sofer, vaz Frekt Mari Ashkenazi, Shamati Makshim, the Sharam Melech's grace of Kasha, that what? That if you hold Mila is Ksheir Al Yedei Yaakum, so Mila shouldn't be Deicha Shabbos because it's Efshel L'Kayim Shneim. It's not Efshel L'Kayim Shneim. It's Efshel L'Kayim Shneim to have a Mila, but it's not Efshel L'Kayim Shneim to do the mitzvah. Because if the father does it by himself or he makes the Shliach, he's going to get the mitzvah. But if he does it Al Yedei Yaakum, he's not going to get the mitzvah. So if that's the case, Frekt Tachsam Sofer, it's a plea to me, I don't understand Pashup Shat in this Kasha. But Emes is like this. Emes is, L'chayr, it's not Pashut at all. The plea of the Chassam Sofer, which would explain the Sharm Melech's Kasha. So again, the objective of this raid bite right now is to talk and learning a little bit. Befrat bin Yonei Mila, real Mila raid. But we're not coming to answer the Sharm Melech's Kasha. We're coming to reinstate the Sharm Melech's Kasha. So that is the mission statement. That's the objective. So again, the Sharm Melech asked a gewaldige Kasha. He was nispol from this great Kasha. And different Gedolei Acharim talk about this Kasha. The Chassam Sofer mamish dismissed it. He said, to me, the whole Kasha is a toys. I don't understand the Kasha. The Kasha is that if your whole meal is Kshera, it's Efshel L'Kayim Shneim, so why is a Yil allowed to do bris meal on Shabbos? It's not Efshel L'Kayim Shneim. It's only Efshel L'Kayim Shneim if you get the mitzvah, but if you're not getting the mitzvah, that means it's not Efshel L'Kayim Shneim. And L'Chayr, if a guy is going to do it, that means that the father is not going to be getting a mitzvah. But the emes is, I think there's a very, very important and obvious sushtal to this raid, and that's a Gemara in Perek Rabbi Eliezer de Milo, shocking, Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Amar Aleph. It says in the Torah, Ubiyoy Mashmini Yimo Besar Arlasai. And the Gemara brings a drasha that says, what do we learn from the word Besar? It's an extra word, Ubiyoy Mashmini Yimo Arlasai. What does Besar Arlasai mean? Afa Pishe Yesham Baheres Yimo Divir Rabbi Yosh. That even if the child would have a Baheres, there would be some sort of nega on the arlo. And we know that a yid's not allowed to cut a nega. It's a loisa say and an asay to cut a nega. So from the, you would have thought that maybe you can't do bris milah. Kamash malon the word besar, ubiyay mashmini yimo besar alasay, besar afal pishayesham baharis, yimo still the halacha is that you're allowed to do bris milah. Freit the Gemara Akash. I need a pasuk to tell me that mila is doicha baharis, that you're allowed to do bris mila even though there's a baharis. Now, first class, you'd say, of course I do. Because even though mila is an asay, but baharis is a loisei vasei. So asay is doicha loisei, but in asay doicha loisei vasei. But the Gemara's kasha is, it's a dover shein mischaven. And dover shein mischaven is mutter. When this mile goes ahead and he does the bris mila, what is he having in mind? He's having in mind to remove the baharis? Of course not. He's having in mind to do the bris mila. What should he do? There's a baharis over there. So if you're going to remove the arla, by definition, you can end up removing the Baharis. But his kavana is mila. His kavana is not to do the lav. If that's the case, it's a davar shenem eschaven. Davar shenem eschaven is mutter. So the Gemara said, Abaye said, you're right. And lo nitzcha ela le Rabbi Yehuda. Da amar davar shenem eschaven asa. Enochinami. According to Rabbi Shimon, who's the mandam and shas that holds davar shenem eschaven is mutter, you don't need besara losa. Where's the negeya? This drosh, it's the negeya Rabbi Yehuda, who holds davar shenem eschaven is asa. The fact that davar shenem eschaven is not here, don't you? Rabbi said, I feel tamer Rabbi Shimon. We know Rav Shimon is Maida by Psikresha. And here it's Psikresha. Because if you do the Bris Mila, if you don't have a mind to remove the Baharis, but you're moving the rest. Faith the Gemara, does Abaye not hold the Psikresha? Everyone knows throughout Shas, whenever the Gemara brings Psikresha, how does the Gemara say it? Vabaye Verovah, the Amri Travayu, Maida Rav Shimon Psikresha. So the Gemara says, true, Basit, the Shaman Meirava suffer. Initially, Abaye didn't hold up Sekresha, but then when he heard Rav and this Shaklavataya hold up Sekresha, that's when he came around. He says, "Ah, I hear this talk of something called Sekresha." Either way, that's the Gemara. Again, Ubiyeh Mashmini Yibab Sar Lasi. The word Sar is extra. This Gemara is a fundamental Gemara in the Sugyas of Mila. It's Kedai to get it. Ubiyeh Mashmini Yibab Besar Lasi. The word Besar is extra. So the Gemara is coming to be Mechadish that Mila is Deichet Seiras. Even though Mila is only an Asay and this is a Leisei Vasei and in Asay Deich Leisei Vasei, over here it's going to work. Fait the Gemara, Pshit, that's a Davashen Meschavin. Abaye said it's Negei Rabbi Yehuda holds Davashen Meschavin as Aser. Rava said, Maida Rab Shimon, Bipsikresha the Vloyamus, and being that this is Bipsikresha, this halach is Negeya, even according to Rab Shimon. But the Gemara has a follow up kasha. The Gemara says, Tha Abaye, Libid Rab Shimon, Hai Besar Mayavile. Abaye, in his cheshbon, at least Meikara, before he was aware of the concept of Psikresha, he only was able to explain the word Besar, Alibid Rabbi Yehuda, Alibid Rabbi Shimon. So how did Abaye understand the word Besar in the world of Rabbi Shimon? Now, Rava doesn't have this problem because Rava knew Psikresha, but Abaye didn't know Psikresha. If you don't know Psikresha, you have to be Miyashiv. Rabbi Shimon, so the Gemara says that the case was where the Avia Ben was going to do the Bris Mila, or... And he said mefurish, lokutz baheres, the bnei hukam eschav. He said mefurish, I'm having in mind, lokutz baheres. Meaning, it wasn't a davar shenem eschav, and it wasn't even only a psikresha. He actually had in mind. So being that he had in mind, so in that case, he's for sure going to be over the lav. Kamash malam besar, it's okay. Clear? So where is the negei of besar in Reb Shimon's world? It's not negei by davar shenem eschav, because davar shenem eschav is mutter. It's not even negei out the psikresha, because at this point Abaye doesn't hold the moed Reb Shimon psikresha. It's negei we before the kavana. The guy says I'm doing bris mila. He says a l'shem yichud for the bris mila, and then Rachmana the almakula. He says lokut baheres the pnei who come achav. Talk about a confused man. On the one hand, he's doing this grace and mitzvah, but I'm also having in mind that the Zelda Kavanis to go ahead now and to cut off the Baharis. Faith the Gemara Kasha. You mean to tell me that in that case, it's going to be okay? You ready? There's a chosh of a Gemara. You mean to tell me that in that case, Besar would teach me that the Asay of Mila is going to be Doicha, the Lois Nasay, and the Asay of Baharis? Faith the Gemara can't be. Bish Loim if there's no one else there. And he's the only male in town, this father, as I hear. If there's somebody else there, then someone else should have to do it, and Besar shouldn't even allow you to do it. The Amr Reb Shimon ben Lakish, Kamakam Shat the Moitzah Say Veloisah Say Im Ati Yochel Kaim Shneim Mutav. Then Lav Yavayah Say VeYitchel Loisah Say. We know the rule is the only time you say Tchia is where it's Avshel Kaim Shneim. Besar essentially is teaching me a Mechudish to get Tchia that the Say of Mila is being a Doichel Loisah Say. But the only time Tchia ever works and every Sugya Tchia in Shas is where it's not Avshel Kaim Shneim. But if it's Avshel Kaim Shneim, yeah. The only reason there's a problem here is because this Meshugana decided to have a mind to do an Avera. But if any normal Moil in the world would come and he would do the bris mila, then it would be fine. So it's yochel l'kayim shneim if there was ever a yochel l'kayim shneim. So how could you tell me where the guy has kavanu to do it that Besar is going to be matter it? How? There's no way in the world Besar is going to be matter in this case. Rav Shimon holds Besar again. You had kavanu, you can't do it either. There's no tchi in that case. There's no Besar. Why is there no Besar? Because it's Avshel l'kayim shneim. Al yidei someone else doing it who's not going to have the kavanu. And for the Gemara, you're right. It's true. It's negei. There's no one else there. He's the only guy and he's action is the only way I'm going to do it. If he does it, he's b'kayim the mitzvah meal. But enechanami, avifel is going to be someone else, then the halacha is, being that it's Avshel l'kayim shneim, al yidei the achar, in that case, the tchiyah is not going to work. So again, what are we taking out of this Gemara? We're taking out of this Gemara, then the Gemara is mavur, that
the asay of mila is doicha, the lois asay vasay of terah. It's a chiddush. Asay is usually not doicha, lois asay vasay. But mila is different, and mila is doicha, lois asay vasay. It's learned out from a pasuk, it's learned out from the word besah. What comes out in the cheshbon of the Gemara is even if you hold that tovah she'enem mischaven is mutter, and even if you're not yet aware of the concept of psikresha, like Abaya before you heard it from Rava, in Reb Shimon, well, tovah she'enem mischaven is mutter, if the guy would have in mind mefurish, rochel bitchaktana, that he is doing it l'shem misser, if there is no one else there, so then besar would be doicha. Because in that case, it's EF Shalakayim Shneim. But if somebody else would be there, we'd say it's EF Shalakayim Shneim. And even though Asay is Be'etzim Doicha, the Lois Asay Vasay, but here it's EF Shalakayim Shneim. Right? Being that's EF Shalakayim Shneim. Why is EF Shalakayim Shneim? Because the only time you're over the Isser is if you have Kavanah, and only you are having Kavanah to do the Aver. Let someone else do it without having Kavanah to do an Aver. In that case, it's going to be a freak to Beis Halevi in Chelak Aleph Simen Yod, and freak to Afikeyam, and Makshim Kol Gedoyli Achroinim. Why in the world is this EF Shalakayim Shneim? It's EF Shalakayim Shneim in the event that there's another person there. Why? Because the other person can do the Bris Milah. He's not going to have these bad kavanas, and as a result, the child will get the Bris Milah without being doicha the iser, without being doicha the iser of Tzaras. True, says the Beis Halevi and Afikeyam. The meal is going to take place, Bechai Gavna. But the father, who is the one that has the mitzvah, will not get the mitzvah if we're going to take it away from him and somebody else is going to do it. If someone else is going to do it, the father's not going to get it, which means, klapei the father, it's not Efshel Lekayim Shneim. So if it's not Efshel Lekayim Shneim, bozok the Gemara v'i'ika acha le'aved acher. And the Gemara says, it's Enochinami, he's talking about the Lekka acher. Even if there is an acher, it's still not Efshel Lekayim Shneim. The reason it's not Efshel Lekayim Shneim is because the mitzvah over here is for the father to do it. And if someone else is going to do it, kumtais the tata didn't do it. And if the tata didn't do it, so it's not Efshel Lekayim Shneim. So vazok the Gemara da azoy freik the Beis Halevi azoy freik the Afikeyam. A bomba kasha. Say the Beis Halevi and the Afikeyam. They each say in a different nosach. We're going to say it in the Afikeyam's nosach. But they both say the same thing. And that is, and really, we have to take a step backwards. This is a fundamental rabbi, right? Up until now, it's not clear why this is so fundamental. But this is a fundamental rabbi. Very. You say how you say this in terms of understanding Mila. It's a little tricky, but it's you say how you say this. And that is, the mitzvah Mila, if you think about it, is a little bit of a complicated mitzvah, I think. For example, there's a mitzvah to take dalad minim on Sukkot. Very, very straightforward. What's the mitzvah? Take dalad minim and shake it, right? Spend the whole chayde shal trying to find kosher dalad minim and then take it on payoyim arishayim and do the nanuim and do the mitzvah. Right, the mitzvah tkiyah shayf is a very straightforward mitzvah. You go, you hear koilas. Good. How many koilas? Midei reisim, midei rabbanim, mei koilas, say it. The mitzvah achilas matzah, idikas ayis matzah. What's the mitzvah milah? It's a lot of things, right? Mitzvah milah is number one, you have to make sure you yourself have a bris milah. Right, what if you're a tinuk shenishba ben agayim and one day you have that you have to do a bris milah? So you have to give yourself a bris milah. That's for sure included in the mitzvah milah. If you have a child that's 8 days old, you have a mitzvah lachnisa bevitzshal avram avinu. Mitzvah saval abayin. A father has a mitzvah to give his son a bris milah. The Gemara says in Kiddushin that if the father doesn't do the bris milah, there's a mitzvah on Bezdin to do it. The Rishonim say that if Bezdin doesn't do it, there's a mitzvah on all of Klal Yisrael to do it. Reb Kivagin, the famous Tshuva, the Zeta, right? Al Tzoylus Ephraim, speaking of Prague, Al Tzoylus Ephraim, he has a chiv to go ahead and do. But the point is there's a lot of different wrinkles to the mitzvah milah. It's, I have to give myself milah, where applicable. I have to mal my son. Even in Evet Kanani, Miknas Kaspoy, there's a halach you have to give bris milah to. Right? So there's a lot of different se'ifim, anafim of this Elon called the mitzvah of milah. Right, that's klar. I mean, that's a pashut zak. Now, if you had to take the mitzvah milah and put it in one phrase, right? What is the mitzvah milah? Chari, the mitzvah is to give yourself bris milah and to give your family bris milah, right? Something along those lines. Now, hopefully, your father was mekayim giving his family bris milah, and as a result, when you become bar mitzvah, so you can focus on putting on tefillin and not doing bris milah because you already got the bris milah when you were a little child. But the mitzvah is you get bris milah, but not just you get bris milah, you and kol yoytzeh chalotzeh, right? That's the chayra, what the mitzvah is. But said the Beis Halevi and said the Afikeyam one very important lundus, and that is that it's choluk b'yisoid. The anaf of the mitzvah of milah, which says that the child needs to be gemalit, versus the anaf of the mitzvah of milah that says that the father has a mitzvah to go ahead and do the bris milah on his son. Thus heist, there's a chilek yisoidi in terms of the stringency of how chomer we view. Does the child have the milah or not have the milah? Versus how chomer and how stringent we view. Did the father do the bris milah or did Bezdin do it? Or did one of the other Yidin do it, right? Again, A child gives himself b'smila, he's mekayim the second mitzvah in the Torah. Minyan achinuch, mitzvah smila. Father does b'smila on his son, he's mekayim that same exact mitzvah. If Bezdin does it, l'chayr, then mekayim the same mitzvah. If Pliny Amoni does it, l'chayr, he's mekayim the same exact mitzvah. Right, they're all mekayim the same mitzvah. L'chayr, it's all the same mitzvah. One mitzvah, that's mitzvah day rice, there's nothing to talk about. But there's a nafkamin and chayr between me having the meal or not having the meal, let's say it's me alone, where I'm a bar mitzvah already, I don't have the bris meal. Am I going to do it? Am I not going to do it? So now what's at stake? Do I have a meal? Do I not have a meal? Or even when the child is 8 days old, does the child have the meal? Does the child not have the meal? Versus who did the bris meal? Even though, klapi, who did it? It makes an afkamina, because the father has a mitzvah. And if the father does it, he gets the mitzvah. And if someone else is going to do it, now the father didn't get the mitzvah, the other guy got the mitzvah. But in terms of chaymer, it's chaluk b'yisoy. It says dafikayam, I'll prove to you that it's the way it is. Because the Rambam says Mefurish. Rambam says Mefurish, the beginning of Hilchas Mila, that a child that doesn't give himself Bris Mila when he's Nisgadal, he's Chayiv Karas. We know the Machlik is Rambam, right? Does he get Karas right away? Or is it only after he dies? What's the big rhyme? The third paragraph of Masechta is Makis, since Mavur, Elena Loikin, and he's a Chayiv Krisas, Wiz Negeya, all these things, right? Wiz Negeya, the Chatos. It's Negeya, the Chatos, and if you're not Mavatl until you die. But the bottom line is the child who doesn't get Bris Mila is Chayiv Karis. It's a Chayiv Krisas. If the father is Mavatl his mitzvah and he says, I'm not doing the Bris Mila, I'm not doing it. And then Bezdin kicks in and Bezdin does it. The father's not Chayiv Karis. And he was Mevatel his mitzvah, but it's not on that level where it's going to be considered a Chayiv Krisos. The Gedoyle Mila, Shenichrasu Aleh Yud Gimel Brisos. The Gedoyle Mila, that's Doicha Lois Aseh Vaseh, even though Aseh is usually not Doicha Lois Aseh, because it says Besarar Lasoi. That's true with regards to making the child from an Arul to a Mahol. That Mila has a koyach to be doicha. But the father's protesting a mitzvah, which is the same mitzvah in the Torah. Don't get me wrong. But that mitzvah is not gedoyla enough that I would have this koyach of tchiyah. So said the Beis Halevi in his nusach. It said Afikeyam in his nusach. And we're going to say it over in the Afikeyam's nusach. He said, that's what's going on in this Gemara over here. He said, it's true. In the event that the father had in mind this weird kavana, and that is lokutz bahartoi de benoi hu mischaven. And now we're going to ganver the mitzvah from him. We're going to say someone else is going to do it. It's true, it's not efshel l'kayim shneim from the standpoint of the father's mitzvah. Because if the father would have done it, he'd get the mitzvah, and now the father's not going to get the mitzvah. That's fine. But that mitzvah of the father getting the schar for the meal, and him being the one doing it, was never the koyach hatchiyah. That was never what was being doicha. What was being doicha? Is the child a mal, or is the child not a mal? Well, regardless of whether the father does it or somebody else does it, the child is going to now be a mal. And because now the child is going to be a mal, and it's the heft of the child being a mal that gives this koyach hatchiyah, well, if that's the case, it is actually Kaim Shneim. The father's not being Mekayim Mitzvah. I don't care if the father's being Mekayim Mitzvah. At the end of the day, he's going to be a mal, mitzad the fact that it's being done in a different way. And as a result, says the Beis Halevi and the Afikeyam, Tos Minta the Gemara. The Gemara says, Ibe Ika Achar, La'aved Achar, Tomer Shlokish, Komok Mishat Moitze, Asev Eloise, Mati Yochel Kaim Shneim, Mutav Em Lab, Yom Asev Yitcha Loise Asev. What do you mean? It's not Efshel Kaim Shneim. It's not Efshel Kaim Shneim. The father's not getting the mitzvah. The Teretz says the father's mitzvah is like Ma'ev Olay Meirin in the Sugya. Because that was never the tree. The father's mitzvah might as well be in a Tila Slulav. Tila Slulav is not Teichel Loise Vasei. It's making the child a mole that's going to be the Teichel Loise. That's a little tricky. The child's 8 days old, so what does it mean making the child a mal is being doicha loisei vaseh? He's getting a mitzvah when he's older, I hear it. But it's the heftza of mila that's nichrisu aleh yud gimel brisos, which is a mitzvah because someone's gonna get the mitzvah when he does it. And the child, right, you have the mitzvah tmidi that, but the bottom line, again, without going too crazy now, but the bottom line is it's that heftza of the child becoming a mal that's what's being doicha, and that is yachal kain shnei, whether the father is the one that facilitated that or not. Copy, the father's mitzvah is not actually kain shnei, but we don't care because the father's mitzvah is never what was going to make it happen. So let's go back to the Shara Melech. Again, the objective is to reinstate the kasha of the Shara Melech. Right, the Shara Melech that I understand according to the Manda from Yehuda, according to the Manda Omar in Masechtas Avodah Zarah tucked away on the bottom of Chavav and Beis Chavzayin and Amaral, who holds that a guy can do bris mila. So why is mila always deicha Shabbos? Yom olakum, let the guy do it. And if the guy does it, you're not going to have to be mila. Now, even the leka acher, okay. But even the leka acher, so let the guy go ahead and do it. And it's efshel l'kayim shneim. Why is it efshel l'kayim shneim? Because the child is good. Freit l'chsam soifer in yeridei akuf lamedez. How is it efshel l'kayim shneim? If the guy is going to do it, the father's not going to get the mitzvah. If the father does it, the father gets the mitzvah. Or if he makes a shliach, yo shlichas b'mila, right? The famous ktsois. in the shach and the tvor shol that read good, so he's going to get the mitzvah. But if not, he's not going to get the mitzvah. Over here, if the guy does it, for sure the father's not getting the mitzvah. Because the father's not doing it, the guy's doing it. And ain't shlichus la'akum. And because ain't shlichus la'akum, so kum tois that the father's not doing it. Freitach sam soif, it's a plea to me. Shomati, makshim o'ilam. What's going on over here? How is this akasha? It's not akasha, it's not efshul l'kayim shneim. The teretz is, it's a mefurish gemara. It's a mefurish gemara. It's a mefurish gemara. Pekut b'lezet demila. Not tucked away. In Shabbos, kuflam and gimel amadav. It's mamash a mefurish gemara. And you see clearly in the gemara that even though the father is not the one that's going to do the mitzvah, say heis machal tzevshul kaim shneim, and the Beis Halevi in his nusach, and the Afikayam in his nusach, and we spoke around the Afikayam's nusach, the oimek advarim is because it's not the father's mitzvah that has the koyach of tchiyah. Now when it comes to the lois hasei vasei kemevu in the sugi of Shabbos kuflam and gimel amaral and our tzusha, which is such an obvious tzusha, not as it relates to mila being daich Shabbos, which is also tchiyah ayin shom b'sharim el, that's also tchiyah, and it's the same exact nekuda. The bottom line is if the efshul kaim shneim has not, if the koyach has nothing to do with the father's mitzvah, it's related to the chefetz amal, fake the sharam melech abam bekasha. If a guy could take this child and make him into a mal, and he could be the one that was chayis amal of oisbris kodesh, again, it's a chiddush if there ever was one, but there is such a man in Shas. And if this is something he can do, then why should a guy not be the one that does bris mila on Shabbos? You come to a mila on Shabbos, there should be an Eina Yehudi and a Borzalino, he should be the one doing the bris mila. Azoy l'chayre vold gedar zayin. It's a kuchi atzuma. The Chassam Sofer said it's not efshel l'kayim shneim. Chayre the tzushtal to that is Shabbos daf kuf lamed gimel with the raid from the Beis Halevi in Chelek Aleph Simen Yod. Raid from the Afikayam. This is classic yeshivish raid. Chayre would seem to be an obvious tzushtal. And again, how are we leaving it off? With a kasha, right? This is what we're doing. This is a teretz to the Chassam Sofer's kasha on the kasha of the Sharam Melech. So we're leaving off this raid bite, reinstating Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, hopefully, with a shtickle ha'ara, the kushya atzuma of the Sharam Melech.